From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We've been bringing you profiles of incoming members of the 113th Congress, and now to someone who won, lost, and won again. Ann Kirkpatrick will represent Arizona's 1st Congressional District when she returns to Washington in January after sitting out a term. This term, Kirkpatrick hopes to strengthen her foothold in a swing district, but she's dealing with a tricky electorate in tricky times. Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports from Flagstaff.
First elected to the House in 2008, Ann Kirkpatrick turned a red district blue. Then in 2010, the backlash against President Obama and his health care plan hurt her. So a Republican dentist from Flagstaff took her seat for a term. When the district was redrawn to include fewer conservatives, Kirkpatrick was able to build a coalition of disparate groups: seniors, copper miners, ranchers, and tribes. Here she is speaking Navajo in a campaign ad. Arizona is what you might call a don't-fence-me-in state, and Kirkpatrick abides by that motto. She voted for President Obama's health care reform and economic stimulus, but she also voted against a bill aimed at curbing global warming and stood with Republicans in support of an Arizona copper mine. She's more conservative than some Democrats, but she refuses to join the conservative Democratic coalitions. Kirkpatrick says she's a daughter of the district.
Both my mother's family and my father's family go back almost 100 years in the district. I was born in the district, raised my family in the district, and so that's the way I see myself.
She grew up in the endless pine forests and pristine lakes of the White Mountains, where her father taught her how to hunt. Kirkpatrick was an ardent gun rights supporter, at least until 2 years ago, when she says the shooting of former Representative Gabrielle Giffords led her to rethink her views.
How could it not? I mean, Gabby Giffords was a mentor of mine in the state legislature and also in Congress. This has hit really close to home.
As the nation is currently abuzz with talk of gun control, Kirkpatrick has joined the refrain of everything is on the table. But that's not what her website says.
The lead issue is the Second Amendment.
Northern Arizona University political science professor Fred Sulla pulls up Kirkpatrick's website.
And if I can just read this, I pledge to oppose any attempt by the federal government to undermine the Second Amendment and infringe on our constitutional right to bear arms.
Sulla says this rural district with its interest in guns is conservative. More Republicans have held on to this seat than Democrats. That means Kirkpatrick has to be a moderate. Sulla says she needs to respect the ideologies of the district while at the same time looking over her shoulder at her party.
When we think about the election, it's a more ideologically driven electorate in these off-year elections, 2010, 2014. It's the liberal voters. It's the conservative voters. It isn't as many voters in the middle.
Those moderate voters do turn out for a presidential election. Sulla points out in November, Kirkpatrick won with 48% of the vote because a third-party candidate drew away some support.
She doesn't have the support of a majority of voters. She needs to be thinking about 2014 and how to build that support.
Sulla says Kirkpatrick has to be visible in her sprawling district, one of the largest in the nation, all the while attempting to juggle the complex interests of her constituents: the ranchers, the veterans, the copper miners, the university professors, and the tribes. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.